horse with the speed of light, a cloud of dust, and a hearty hi-yo Silver, the Lone Ranger. Gathered around the campfire in the early days of the western United States, stories were told of the masked rider of the plains, his strength and courage, his daring side of right against might. It was he, more than any other man, who brought law and order to the new country as the greatest champion of justice the frontier ever knew. Return with us now to those thrilling days of yesteryear. From out of the past come the thundering hoofbeats of the great horse Silver, the Lone Ranger. Rides again.
Come on, Silver! We're heading to the range country! Hi-yo, Silver! Away!
It was past midnight before young Lon Stevens broke away from his companions in the cafe, leaped to the saddle of his fleet bay mare, and raced out of town. The ranch he shared with his brother was not his destination, however. Instead, he brought his mount to a clattering halt in front of the Taylor place and announced his arrival with a volley of shots.
Yippee! I'm a curly wolf, and tonight's my night to howl! Wahoo!
Hi there, Marsh. I didn't scare you, did I? I thought I'd drop by and say goodnight. How you doing?
Father's asleep. I don't know if you woke him up or not, but if you don't stop this nonsense, he'll be out here and he'll nail your hide to the wall. He's had just about enough out of you.
Well, a fella can call on his girl, can he? What's wrong in that?
Several things.
Oh, now look,
in the first place, I'm not your girl. I would never marry you if you were the last man on earth. And in the second
The dickens was the second place. What I'm interested in is that first one. What do you mean you ain't my girl, then? Huh? Ain't we engaged?
We were.
Well,
but
then,
we're certainly not anymore.
Hey, whoa up there. You're running too far ahead of your shadow. Steady, boy, steady. Since when did this all come about?
Since you proved to all of us that you're not a man, but a fool.
Huh?
You've been in town again. You've been drinking, haven't you?
Sure. Ain't a fella to have some fun?
Seems that some people can, but when they do, others can't.
Say, what was that crack for?
I think you understand me.
Well, if you mean Gil.
Of course I mean Gil. Where do you think all this money comes from that you'd like to throw away in town? Do you think there'd be any to spend if your brother didn't do the work you're supposed to do?
Oh, he likes to work.
He's not afraid of it, certainly. But even if he wanted to get away once in a while, you wouldn't give him the chance.
Oh, doggone it all, Marge. That ain't so.
No? How much work did you do today? None. I thought so. How about the rest of this week?
Oh, I got you there. Took a whole herd over the railroad fence at Crazy Creek this last Monday.
Yeah. And when you'd finished, you started drinking again with some of the boys. You spent every penny of your own, every dollar you'd got for the cattle, and didn't get back to the ranch until 3 days later. When you did, you were so sick it was still another day before you were any use around the place.
Mm, well, I can explain that, Mara. Oh, boy. You see, it was this way.
Oh, I don't doubt that you can explain it. You're very good at that.
Marge, I guess you don't think much of me anymore, do you?
Don, I think that if you gave yourself a chance, you could be the finest man I know. But you haven't, and I decided that you never will. I think the best thing that could happen to both of us would be never to see each other again.
Well, I ain't blaming you much.
What is it, Lon? What makes you do these things?
Oh, I don't know.
Are you sure you don't?
Oh, what's the use?
You were going to say something. What was it?
Well, if I told you, I don't reckon you'd savvy. You figured it was just another one of my excuses.
Why not tell me and see?
No, it's Gil.
Gil?
No, I don't know how to say it, but it's just the way he acts. Everything he does just seems to rub me the wrong way. Orders me here, orders me there, tells me I have to do this and I have to do that. Doggone it all, Marge. Sometimes you get me so all fired mad, I just see red.
And then go out and make a fool of yourself.
Well, maybe I do.
Are you trying to tell me your brother doesn't like you?
Oh, it isn't that.
Then what is it?
Well, I've told you. Because he wants to work all the time, he figures everybody else ought to. He just can't savvy anybody wanting any fun. And he's older than me. Ever since I was a button, I can remember him setting himself over me like he was my boss. I just don't take them things.
But Gil doesn't mean it that way, Lon. I'm sure he doesn't.
Well, Sam, don't stop him acting that way.
You know what I think?
Hmm?
I think that all this could be straightened out. I think that if you and Gil were to have a good heart-to-heart talk, he'd understand. Lon, you and Gil can be friends, the best of friends. I know you can.
I'd sure like it.
Then do it, Lon. Do it tonight. Do it now. Go on home and tell Gil you're sorry for the way you've been acting, and then tell him what's wrong. He'll understand, and he'll laugh at you. And you'll both be so glad you had it out, you'll end up better friends than if you'd never quarreled.
And if I do, can I...
What, Lon?
Drop back and see you again in a day or two?
Lon?
Yeah?
I'll be here anytime.
Kid, you struck a bargain. Adios, I'm on my way.
Wahoo! I'm the scene. Get up there, horse. Come on, horse. Get up there.
Whoa, 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 whoa. Stand there, fella. I'll take care of you. First, I got to see Gil. Well, he's still up. Hi.
So there you are. Finally decided to come home, huh?
Look, Gil.
Shut up. You drunken idiot. Flat bust again, huh? You smell like somebody threw you in a whiskey barrel.
Gil, I've been drinking all right, but I ain't drunk. I came home to
ask for more cash, or you won't get it.
Well, that ain't what I wanted.
Don, you and me are just about through.
Huh?
I've had time to do a lot of figuring waiting for you to come home tonight.
What do you mean, figuring?
Figuring how we stand. The folks left us this place equal. Half yours and half mine. Well, thanks to you, it ain't worth near as much today as it was then. But I ain't gonna kick about that. I'll take my loss and forget it. The point is, we're gonna sell out. We're gonna sell out, split when we get 50-50, and each strike out for itself. From then on, this tearing around of yours ain't gonna hurt nobody but yourself.
That's fair enough, Gil, if you want it that way.
I think it is.
But I wish you'd let me say what I started out to say. I was talking to Marge tonight, and
you stopped at her place in the condition you're in?
Well, just for me.
And that ties it.
But listen.
You're a low-down, rattle-brained fool that ain't fit to be nothing but a saddle bum. Ain't you caused me enough trouble without bothering her besides? I will take you over my knee and give you the licking you should have had years ago.
Don't you talk to me that way.
You ain't
listen
to
me. Gil, I come home tonight to make up. Yeah, me. I was loco enough to think I could talk out straight to you. Yeah, you, an hombre that's so ornery, stubborn, you never admitted you was wrong in anything in your whole life.
Shut up!
Try and make me! You're through with me, huh? Well, I hope I never see your ugly map again as long as I live.
And get out of here! Go back to town and join up with the skunks who think you're your real friends. Go back to Hook Bass.
Hook's a better man than you are.
You little tramp!
Why, you...
Hit me, will you? I'll smash you for that.
Get back.
I'll cut with you.
Still, watch out. Watch out.
Let go. of my arm.
I'll kill you crazy. Let's go. You don't know what you're doing. Drop that gun. Stop it.
Stop it. He fell off at Boot Hill.
Drop
that. Take it up.
No. Get away. Let me go. Let me at him.
Stand still. I'll take that gun.
Stranger, why'd you have to butt in?
I was watering my horse at your trough. I hadn't heard this fight, there might have been a killing here.
Oh, in thunder are you?
That doesn't matter.
He's a crook. You can see that mask, can't you?
A crook? Then he ought to make a good part for you. I'm pulling stakes. And if I don't never see you again, that'd still be too soon.
Oh, Lon, wait. Come back here, Lon. Hey, kid, I'm sorry. Lon!
Get up. Get up there, boy. Come on, get up.
John.
You.
Huh? Oh, it's you.
Gil, it looks to me as if you're in trouble. I think you'd better tell me about it.
That's a good one, Hook. Then what happened, huh? What happened after that?
Well, I'll tell you. Here was this pilgrim with his wallet stuffed full of cash, see, and just aching to get into a little game. So I figured I'd oblige.
Yeah?
Inside of 2 hours, I had him cleaned. I worked with the barkeep, see? He could see into the pilgrim's hand and then signal me what he had. Then I fed a cordon. But that weren't the funniest part.
No?
You should have seen that pilgrim when we was finished. Begging me almost to lend him some of the cash back. Claimed it wasn't all his, so he'd be jailed. Almost acted like he was out of his head.
What did he do?
Do? I told him it'd be a lesson for him to get the cash from somebody else. What do you think I'd do?
And was he jailed?
No. The law couldn't touch him.
No?
He'd shot himself. And then...
Hey, wait.
Oh, huh?
Here comes young Stevens back.
Oh, yeah? Well, howdy, Lon. Well, I thought you'd headed back home.
Look.
Huh?
When I was here before, you said you might have a job for me that'd give me some cash.
Yeah?
That offer still good?
Why, sure, kid, sure. What's happened? What's the matter?
None of your business.
Why, I...
Just tell me what you want done, and I'll do it.
Gil, I've heard your side of it. I don't doubt that what you've had plenty of provocation. But...
But what?
Mind if I speak frankly?
Sure not. Go right ahead.
While you were telling me about Lon, you didn't realize it, but you were also telling me about yourself.
I don't savvy.
You've been handling the boy the wrong way.
Should have licked him early and often, huh?
No.
But I don't...
You're serious. You're stubborn. And you're inclined to be a bully.
Hey, now, just
you
a minute.
You said I could speak.
Well, go on.
Lon's high-spirited and spoiled. He needs the discipline of work.
He sure does.
But his pride demands that he be treated as an equal. You haven't treated him that way.
Well, I've done...
Oh, you can deny it, Gil. But everything you told me bears it out. You haven't asked him to do things. You've commanded him.
Well...
And as a result, in each case, he must have felt that to obey would be to admit that you were his superior.
Honest, stranger. You think there's something to that?
I'm sure there is.
No, it sounds like there might be. I'm going to ride to town and get Lon back.
Don't.
But you just said
right now, I'm afraid he's so angry with you, you've lost all influence with him. How about leaving this to me?
To you?
I've shown you who I am. You should be able to trust me.
I do, stranger, but...
But what?
Oh, nothing, I guess. Guess it just seemed so funny for a fellow I never seen before to offer to do me a favor. I was getting ready to object before I thought it out.
Then you will?
Sure.
Good night, then, Gil. And don't worry.
Stranger, with you on the job, I won't.
Yep.
Come
on, Silver. Hail, Silver, away! The curtain falls on the first act of our Lone Ranger story. Before the next exciting scenes, please permit us to pause for just a few moments.